It is a sad week in Washington. Bebe the panda is leaving the National Zoo and heading home to China. For decades, Beijing has been dispatching its pandas like ambassadors on loan. They may be the country's cutest peacemakers, but just how influential is panda diplomacy? The world's Lucy Martirosian takes a look.
America watched Bebe grow up.
They have seen every moment of his life on the panda camps.
Lungs sound good and clear.
Brandy Smith is the deputy director at the National Zoo in Washington. That's where Bebe lives and where the panda cam broadcasts his life 24/7. Smith says people got to watch Bebe chomp on his first bamboo shoot, try a sweet potato, and take his first tumble in the grass. But now, Bebe is leaving the zoo and going to China.
I get sadder as the time gets closer, especially now we're going back, looking at his baby pictures, just spending time with him.
Smith and her colleagues have always known this day was coming.
We have been preparing for this since the moment that he was born.
He's part of a giant panda loan agreement that China has with zoos all around the world. Any panda cub remains property of China no matter where it's born. Once the panda turns 4, it's sent to a research center in Chengdu for breeding. Pandas were endangered, but are now classified as vulnerable. China started using pandas as goodwill ambassadors in the 1950s. Think of it as China's soft and cuddly power. It sent 2 pandas to the U.S. in 1972, right after President Richard Nixon's historic visit to China. First Lady Pat Nixon welcomed the first pair, Ling Ling and Sing Sing, to the National Zoo.
And I think pandemonium is going to break out right here at the zoo. Thank you very much.
Since then, China has bestowed pandas on some other favored nations.
Nämlich die beiden Panda-Bären und ich denke,
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel called the 2 pandas great diplomats. So did Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The panda is a symbol of peace and friendship, which is fitting, considering Canada's ever-growing relationship with China.
There's speculation that China also uses pandas to signal disapproval. Back in 2010, China took back 2 pandas from American zoos right after President Barack Obama met with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Right now, the U.S. and China don't have the best relationship. There's the ongoing trade war and U.S. criticism of China's persecution of ethnic Uyghurs. So is it possible that Bebe's return to China has anything to do with that?
No. It's absolutely not. That's not a true statement.
That's Brandy Smith at the Washington Zoo again.
As part of our contract, the cubs go to China at the age of 4 so that they can be part of the breeding program there.
From her perspective, panda diplomacy means something more than politics and international relations.
I think of panda diplomacy maybe on a smaller scale. We have been so incredibly fortunate to work with these giant pandas and to work with our colleagues in China on caring for them, on saving an endangered species.
But she says you need people to care about them. And right now, millions of people have been watching Bebe in the zoo or on the panda cam.
They see these pandas. They feel awe. They feel inspiration. They feel excitement, happiness. They fall in love with these pandas. And they say, what can I do to help save this species?
Tomorrow, Bebe the panda will leave the Washington spotlight. He'll be flying out in a crate in his own private FedEx plane on a nonstop flight to China. For the world, I'm Lucy Martirosian.